Sprache.
How we doing out there? Dr. P-Rack here, talking our famous question of what's going on in the world today. We're back for another Friday edition of an American President's Podcast, and there's so much controversy in the U.S. today. Colorado, Nevada, the Supreme Court, what's going on? Let's dig in. In Nevada, the Democratic primary. President Joe Biden wins Nevada's 36 delegates with 89.4% of the vote. The next closest person was, at 5.6%, labeled none of these candidates. Intriguing. And in Nevada, the Republican primary, with 63.37% of the vote, the winner is none of these candidates. Candidate Nikki Haley came in second place with 30.44%. And candidate Trump did not run in the Nevada primary at all. So why? Why are people voting for these none of these candidates? Well, because remember, states run elections, and political parties within states run elections, and because Nevada decided to be special this year. You see, the government, a couple years ago, they made a law to switch all caucuses to primary elections. So we had primary elections. However, the Republican Party said, oh, no, we want a caucus, so we're going to have one. Thus, candidate Haley ran in the primary, and candidate Trump did not. And candidate Trump will be running in the caucus, and candidate Haley will not. Now, the caucus is going on right now for me, so by the time you hear this, caucus may have results, and candidate Trump will likely win it since candidate Haley isn't even in it. But the real question is, who will the Republican Party give the delegates to? You see, the winner of the primary, or will it be the winner of the caucus? Because really, technically, none of these candidates, quotation marks around that, received the majority of the vote in the primary. So the Republican Party could argue that candidate Haley did not win. And thus, they can choose to give their delegates to the winner of the caucus, even though the state of Nevada said, we're having primaries, not caucuses. Oh, in party fighting, so interesting, is it not? But next up is South Carolina. Eyes open over there, people, because candidate Haley's home turf. So we'll see how she does over there. But now. What about Colorado and the Supreme Court? You know, we mentioned that all up top. What's going on there? What's all that about? Well, Colorado's government and the Supreme Court ruled that the Colorado government can bar candidate Trump from the presidential ballot in November for violating the 14th Amendment, which has a clause in it that states that people who are guilty of insurrection cannot run for president. And they were obviously citing the insurrection of January 6th. Candidate Trump's campaign is appealing that ruling right now. And the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing the arguments from both sides. And they are not going to decide today, and we're not sure when they will decide. But once they do, their decision will hold true for the entire country. All states, period. So eyes open on the Supreme Court, people. Presidential politics are being determined by the judiciary. Interesting, is it not? We'll let you know what happens next. Love you, Lo-Fi. And that's just a snap of what's going on in the world today.
I bring it down, man, like.
Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering signing off.